Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new 2024 segment of my podcast. And listen, you already know the name of my podcast, so I'm not going to. You know what? It's been so long since I've done a podcast that I just momentarily forgot the actual name of my podcast. My Christian Walk is the name of my podcast. And I made a decision before I decided to record this morning that I would speak in simple, coarse language. Because after all, language is just words. It's expression. And so I want to thank you for listening to me. And if you like what you hear, and I'll tell you a little bit, since it's been so long since I've done a podcast, why I do this. So first and foremost, I am a believer in the existence of Jesus Christ in spirit. I am a person that has spent much of his life pursuing various spiritual beliefs. And in one dark period of my life, I was into the New Age movement. I was backslidden from the Christian church. I was not following the path of Christianity, and I was caught up in the New Age movement. Now, New Age is a very broad category, everybody, that entails a lot of different offshoots of combinations of Eastern mysticism and other types of Eastern influenced beliefs, namely reincarnation, spirit guides, yada, yada, yada. So I was rolling around this morning because I've been getting up early, everybody, and I decided to watch some films, streaming. And I stumbled upon on HBO Max a documentary about a cult. Now, typically, I don't get off too much on watching things. And this is entitled Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God, directed by a woman named Hannah Olson. And what this documentary did, and I didn't even watch the whole thing, I kind of skimmed through it because not only did I have some experience with this, I know of people, and I won't name particular people, but let's just say there have been people that I was very involved with who were new and still are New Age practitioners. But I'm going to tie this into Christianity. And if you're not a Christian, I'm going to first explain why something like this movement is demonic in its inception. And, you know, anytime you mention the devil or demons, etc., you get a lot of people that laugh at that, people that reject the existence of demons and the devil. And so I'm going to try to frame my understanding of the demonic and the devil influences on this movement and tell you why that is such. And I'm going to tell you just some of the things that I thought about when I was watching this morning that hit too close to home. It's almost like I was a different person. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, let's just start with a grounding little period here. Jesus Christ did exist. Jesus Christ was prophesied in the Old Testament to be the great Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus is God. It came down as a man. And as I'm describing this, many people would probably think this sounds very cultic and kind of far out there. But in essence, this is the truth behind the gospel. So Jesus was sent down on earth by God, prophesied in the Old Testament to be the Messiah. Now, the reason that Jesus came down, everybody, is because we as created human beings have this spiritual gene that is the reason for all that is, for lack of a better word, bad in the world, and that is called sin. Now, if you want to know, you know, in the Bible, how this is defined, then you go to Genesis and you look at Adam and Eve and the serpent. And yeah, I know, evokes a lot of laughter. People find that to be flipping ridiculous. However, what isn't ridiculous is that there is a devil, there is Satan, there is an energy spirit. I don't know if we want to say personification, or if I want to say personification of evil is the devil, but in essence, it's all that is intertwined. So in this documentary today, as I was watching it, I was taken by some of the things that I remember going through this. And so I'm just going to explain why I think it might be to your benefit to watch this. Because as I watched it, I looked at these people that were involved in this ridiculous, out there cult that jumbled together some weird, crazy beliefs. And I'm just gonna say, this shows how lost people can get, y'all. This is how lost people can get. And when you are led by your own carnality and your own limited ignorance, well, I don't want to say limited ignorance, you're led by your ignorance and you start grabbing for whatever you think is going to make sense to you. Now, we are all prideful individuals. And one of the things the Bible talks about is how our pride gets in the way of our faith, can get in the way of our faith. You see, the world throws down its lures. It throws down its values. The world throws down what's important to us, what we should be grabbing at. But in essence, in this duality of ourselves as spirit and as carnal sinner, that we all are, because we have like a duality to ourselves. We have our sinful nature, and then we got our yearning for spirit. This cult is directly tied to these people and their yearning for the truth. Only problem is they overlook the truth. You see, this is why people get involved in things that are untrue. You see, there is truth, and then there is false. Truth and false. And one of the big stumbling blocks for people is that we don't want to accept the truth of Christ. We don't want to accept that Christ existed. We don't want to accept that he died and was resurrected. We don't want to accept that there is a heaven and that there is a hell. And let me just stop and say this. I was talking to my mom yesterday. We went and saw, by the way, not a bad movie, Ferrari, and with Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. And as we were coming back, you know, my mom's up there in age, and I said, "Mom, you know, do you fear death? Do you think about dying? And she's like, "Well, mijo, you know, at my age, I just, you know, all I ever wanted was to see my kids grow older and not to, you know, miss out on that." And, you know, without going into a lot of detail, and I've done podcasts on this, my youngest brother was molested by a priest. It was covered up by the church. Evil, heinous. Let me just say this right off the bat. If you're Catholic, get out. Get out, okay? Because if you look at the practices of the Catholic Church and the massive cover-up of pedophilia and the way they employed pedophiles, knowingly moving these pedophiles around and letting them target children, it's heinous, it's evil, it's just beyond belief that any institution that postures itself as a place of worship would do this. Anyways, I'm getting off track. So my mother said that to me, and I thought, you know, Mom, I always say this about death and God. If there's one thing I believe, if we're talking about, you know, as Catholics, ex-Catholics, people that have been introduced to concepts of the afterlife, purgatory, etc., then, you know, I believe God knows where we're all going to go. And he gives us an escape, and that is Jesus Christ. And all I believe he asks is that we have the humility to accept that we're sinners. You see, if you don't think you're a sinner, you're deceived by the devil. If you don't think you have sin spiritually, you're deceived by the devil. If you think that that is going to do you well spiritually, I'm going to suggest that you're gravely mistaken. And when people like the people in this documentary, including the woman who deemed herself mother, she was such a wacko. The poor thing. She called herself Mother God. And all these people had such a twisted, I don't even want to call it a theology, it was such a twisted belief system that was a hodgepodge of different crap that was so far out there that it's no wonder this lady, the founder of this cult, died at 45. They like made up their shit as they went along. Yes, I said shit. Pisses me off to see the devil at work so strongly in this documentary. And these people thought that, for example, Mother God said, oh, there's, I don't even know what she called them. She actually had like a poster board, and she had all these different, like Gene Wilder, pictures of Gene Wilder, Robin Williams, Donald Trump, and she thought these were like her guides. Can you believe that shit? She thought that she was spiritually led by angels who were the deceased human beings that I just mentioned and many, many more. And these people actually in this cult existence listened to her. And whenever I saw, as I watched and scrolled through these three episodes, I wasn't gonna watch this whole thing. Like I said, it's a little close to home. And no, I was not in a cult like that. But you know, the New Age movement is definitely devil and demonic driven. And you get people like this, lost people, lost souls, who go and get involved in this far out, twisted belief system and practices, and they deify this woman who was a woman that had three different fathers to like two different children, three failed marriages. This is the founder of this cult. And you know, just never was grounded in anything truthful with Jesus Christ. And then decided to go on a drinking binge where ultimately she died at 45. She was ingesting colloidal silver so much that when the authorities came and found her mummified body, her skin was blue. That's how much colloidal silver she was ingesting. And she died because of anorexia. She died because of alcoholism. And she died because she was ingesting, like cotton candy, this colloidal silver in a solution with water. And it made her flipping skin turn blue. Excuse me. And I watched with amusement and disgust as these followers, and they all called themselves different names, like Father God, and they all had these spiritual names, and they were just a bunch of really sad people. And you know what, y'all? The world, when I said the world will throw out things, it throws out cults. You know, politically, we got touched by this with the QAnon bullshit. We got touched by this with all these different offshoots of political knuckleheads and psychopaths that our ex-president, Donald Trump, who fostered all this, he is like a cult leader. He is like the Amy Carlson in this documentary. You spin things, you mix it with enough far out lies and far out beliefs that, excuse me, it's like bait for people. And so the bait in this documentary was that people who were lost hear the things that this Amy Carlson was talking about. And as I watch a documentary, she always had a drink in her hand. She was always ripped. She was always just saying the most absurd shit. And people believed it. Some of the things they thought as this, there was about 12 of these people in this cult. They believed in QAnon conspiracy theories. They expressed speculation about the COVID-19 pandemic, which I know a lot of people do, not just these people. They expressed doubt about the Sandy Hook massacre, 9/11, the Holocaust. They thought these were all hoaxes. Okay, so here they existed in this ridiculous group of a cult, and they went around and traveled in a big motorhome, and they would just, they're sad people. They were primarily in Colorado. So listen, if you want to watch a dark, sad, tragic comedy about what people will do when they're lost, if you want the truth, y'all, you got to start seeking the truth of the gospel, the Bible, Jesus Christ. Focus on Jesus. You know what? Focus on Jesus. Focus on the truth of who we are, the truth of what our struggle is primarily with, which is sin. And the Savior that we have, and it's not Mother Earth, y'all. It's not Amy Carlson's religious fanatical band of misfit cult members. It's Jesus Christ. And that is all I got. All right, everybody. Peace. Watch it. It's on HBO. And be prepared for nonsense. It's sad, though. Peace.